Blog Talk Radio.
You got it.
Praise God. Praise God, saints. How's everybody this evening? Truly, I thank God for being here another day, and I thank God for each and every one of you. We're not going to delay. We're going to just go on with what God has put in my heart, Father, in Jesus' name. We forever give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We honor you. We glorify you in our conversation with our lifestyles. Father God, in Jesus' name right now, I decrease, but you increase. I ask you to speak to me and through me. Let thy word go forth and accomplish all you have ordained for your word to accomplish. Touch the hearts and the minds of the people this night. Father God, in Jesus' name, we forever give you the praise and the glory. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Before I get on with the message, I'm going to ask my little sister from Brunswick, would she give us a song, please? Well, I guess she's not on the line right now.
But I think that young lady that was Jay, can you sing? Oh, she shut us out. Go ahead. Go ahead with your message.
Praise God. Praise God. So we're going to go on with the message right now, and I just thank God for what he has given me tonight. We're living in a time when so much doubt and confusion going on. We're living in a different time than when we came up. I'm 66 years old, so this is a totally different time. But what don't change is the truth. What don't change is the word of God. What don't change is the standard of God. What ain't going to never change while he's on this earth doing what he do is our enemy. He's always going to oppose the cross of Christ. Forever he's going to do that. So we have to learn how to fight. We have to put on the whole armor. We have to know what this fight about. We really do. People going to be coming for the last couple of weeks. People have been coming to me, and the majority of them have been mothers who've been coming to me. They've been hurt. They've been crushed. And it's always about their children. But I thank God that he'll put me on a place that they see something in me that I can take what God has given me and give them comfort, give them courage, give them something, give them hope. And saints, this is our job, to give hope to a world of darkness, or a dying world. We're the hope. He'll put everything Jesus has, he'll put it in us. So when we go forth, this is what we're to do. I thank God for my calling. I thank God for giving me the spirit of consolation to build up, to encourage. I thank God for that. It's not nothing that I've done, and no good works. That's not it. It's God have did all this of his own. Each and every one of us. He have deposited gifts within each and every born-again believer. God has did that. Not because we're so good or we're so talented. They have nothing to do with it. It's all about his glory. It's all about establishing thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, in this earthly realm. But it got to be done through the church. It ain't going to be done through the White House. Impossible, never be done. It got to be done through the church house. That's where he left his power. That's where he left his authority, with the church. And on that note, I want to read a scripture from 2 Kings 6th chapter. Starting at the 24th verse, and it reads, "And it came to pass after this, that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, had all his hosts and went up and besieged Samaria." And I looked up that word, that siege, and found out what a siege is. A siege was to cut off everything from a city. Nothing going out, nothing coming in, no communications, no water, no food. Just to weaken that. So in so many days, as time goes by, all they got to do is walk in and take it over. Because it's in the same warfare with that siege, the enemy want to do it to us. He want to lay a siege against God's people. And if you read, and I just read, it said, after this, And after this is when they had laid a siege around Elijah's house. But see, Elijah's servant got scared. But then Elijah prayed a prayer and said, hey, Lord, open his eyes that he may see. And that's my prayer for the saints. God, open our eyes that we may see. Give us clarity. Give us understanding. This is my prayer for the saints. So after he opened his eyes, he seen, a host of chariots of fire all around, surrounding them, letting them know, say, hey, saints, it's more with us than against us. But they laid this siege against Samaria for a reason. And said there was a great famine in Samaria, and behold, they besieged it until an ass head was sold for 4 score pieces of silver, and the fourth part of a calf, a dove's dung, for 5 pieces of silver. And as the king of Israel was passing upon the wall, a lady called out to him. It got so bad, they turned to cannibalism. Now, saints, we know something about God. That punishment was of death. They were supposed to be stoned to death. But it was so bad, ain't nobody mentioned stoning. But one lady ate her son because there wasn't no food, and it got so bad. Why? Because of the siege. Saints, don't think the enemy won't attempt to lay a siege around hit God's people. But we know Daniel. Daniel prayed for 21 days. His prayers went out. But there was a spiritual blockade to keep it outside from him getting his answer. But see, Daniel didn't quit. Daniel kept hammering away at that thing. He kept just slugging away, sending up prayers to heaven. Daniel got an answer in 21 days. And when he came, he said, look, from the first day, God had your answer coming to you. He said, but understand something. The enemy held us up. It was Michael who came to help him to get his answer to Daniel. Thanks to reading, I'm going this way because we're not the Lone Ranger. We're not. When we got saved, we are saved, and it's a fellowship of people. We can't do it by ourselves. Jesus Christ said, I will build my church, and that's collectively, that's as a group. If you hurt, I should hurt. If you have joy, I should have joy. So let's let me know that should be a fellowship between us. It's not a one-man stand. Then, if you keep reading, the word of God said, let the strong help the weak. You understand? So he understood we're going to have some people that are not saved. They need us. And there's some people in the church that are not where I'm not where a lot of you are. We're all in different levels. Not better than now, but we're all at different levels. So what we do is come together collectively, strengthen one another, build one another up. But when the enemy want to come and lay siege on one, I get calls all the time. Lord have mercy. Telling me about the problem. I listen. And I like to talk now, saints. But then I pray, the Lord, help me to be quiet. To be a good minister to people, you got to be a good listener. So I pray God answer my prayer. So I listen to people now. And while I'm listening, I say, Lord, I need for you to give me an answer. I need the saints. We're in a war. We can't go out here. We can't beat up one another. We can't do that. That's the enemy's job. We can't. I don't know. I'm telling you, the little bit I know, you can probably put it on the top of the needle head and still have room. But what I do know is my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What I do know that he's a deliverer. What I do know, he's a healer. What I do know, he is the salvation of the world. I know this. I know whatever problem you have, any of us have, he is the answer to the problem. The problem ain't it. He's the answer to it. The enemy want to shut us off. He want to cause confusion. And as you look at this, let me finish reading. I just looked at the time. So after the ladies went to the king and told the king that they ate her son, the other lady hears her son. The king rent his clothes, put on sackcloth, throw ashes upon himself. But then, if you look at that 31st verse, he did something. He started blaming Elijah for the problem that they had. And it was a reason he blamed Elijah. But there's so many times that instead of going to God, we look for someone to point fingers at. First thing we do is go to God. First thing we do. I don't care what's coming at us in our lives. I don't pick up the phone and call. I call on God. Because he got the answer. If I don't know what's going on, I say, Lord, you got to show me. If it's something I've done or something I need to do, or this just something I'm just going through a test from you, you allow me to go through. But I need to know what's going on in my life in this time and in this season. And then when he released me, I talked to other people about it. And I got a very, very small circle of people that I confine in. I don't let anybody speak into my life. That ain't gonna never happen. But I got a very, very small circle of people that I confine in. I can go to them and get prayer. And I can share anything with it and don't have to hear it no more. Saints, you ask God for a prayer partner. You ask God for someone you can trust, a true brother, sister, a brother, sister in the Lord. That's truly is a brother and sister in the Lord who care about you and who's in love with God. We need one another, saints. We really need one another. Jesus Christ had his apostles, and Paul had his. Paul had Timothy, and he had others coming beside him. You ain't gonna read nowhere in the Bible where they worked alone. Joshua was right there with Moses. Her was right there with him. And as you read and keep going, all through the Bible, nobody was alone, was a loner. He didn't make us that way. God will judge individuals. He will judge families. And he will judge nations. We as a nation have turned our back on God. I want to throw out this question, and you just answer to you. You can answer to yourself. Every time when you read the Bible, and especially in the Old Testament, whenever a nation, a town, a city turned their back on God, judgment was passed. It was. We as a nation turned our back on God. Do you think God have changed? Is he the same today, yesterday, and forevermore? Saints, we say, well, God always going to protect his people. When they was over in Egypt, and he dealt with Pharaoh, while the storm was in one part, sunshine in another part, while the locusts and everything ate up what was going on in Egypt, Goshen was spared. Everything that happened over in Egypt, Goshen was spared. But one thing, when the Passover, God told them, wherever I see the blood, he'll pass over it. That means they wouldn't come up under death. So we are saved, even in this country here. When God's looking at us, he's not looking at us, he's looking at the blood. So whatever going on in this, I pray for this country. I love this country. Saints, this is a ministry, and how Jesus set it up. It's collectively, it's as an individual, I'm responsible. As a family, I'm responsible. In my community, I'm responsible. In my church, I'm responsible. Understand, and that's the way it is. If you got a strong family, your community gonna be strong. It got to be. And if your community is strong, understand, and your church should be strong. And it goes from the family, the church, to your community, to the state, to a nation. But we have had a breakdown somewhere. We got to get back, and I can only do it one at a time. My little small circle. I just want to share this. Brother called me today. He works the way he works. He asked me, he said, could we have one-on-one Bible study? I told him, I said, you let me know what time you have. I said, me and him can start that. That's just in my little circle. But if I can influence him, and he influence someone else, and he influence someone else, I'm doing my part. I'm doing my part. Saints, I want you to read 119, Psalms 119 and 74. I love Psalms 119. But the 74th song, I'm going to turn to it. I'm going to turn to it right now. And I'm going to read it. And this is for the saints of God. They that fear thee, they that fear the Lord, will be glad when they see us come. Because I have hope, or we have hope in God's word. When they see us, they should be happy to see us coming, because who we hope in, who we serve. We don't come with condemnation. We come with the truth. Sin is sin. I don't care what it is. We can't preach love, God go do this, God go do this, and still people living in sin. We have to preach the whole word. We got to call sin sin. We have to. Saints, it's time for us to come together as one. It's time for us to do the things that God has called for us to be. Any of my brothers and sisters ever in trouble, all they got to do is let me know, brother, I need prayer. I'm never going to ask you what's going on. That's not my business. God, no. My thing is, you need prayer. God knows what's going on with you. I don't have to get in your business. All I'm going to do is stand with you in that thing. Because, see, we know God ain't going to ask no crazy prayers. We already know that anyway. So my thing is, whatever it is that you need fixed, we both going to God with that thing. We serve a holy God, a righteous God, a God of compassion. Saints, we supposed to demonstrate the same thing. We living in dark days now. And the hope that people see, the only God they're going to see is in us. The only God they go hear is in the church. They're not going to hear nowhere else from the church, and we are the church. So when we go forth in love. We go forth in oneness and unity. If I got all against you, I'm going to let you know. I'm not going to unbelieve and talk about somebody in the church. I'm not going to do that. If I got anything coming down between you and I want to make sure I address it with you in love, that we can straighten this thing out, because we know the Holy Spirit ain't going to operate where there is no peace and unity. Ain't going to do it. We want to get this thing done. We want to get as many saved, and that's going out preaching the word, teaching the word in love. And I'm always going to talk about love, because that is what's going to hold us together, that love. And God is love. That's what sent Jesus to the cross. For God so loved the world. I just want to leave you with this. And I'm hoping, little sister, I want to leave you with this. And this is the 27th song. And it's starting at the second verse, and it reads, when the wicked, and remember we're talking about a siege, when the enemy coming upon us to lay hold, to lay siege, to cut us off, to bring gloom and doom into our life, to make us weak, to give up, run away. Listen to what the 23rd song, I mean the 27th song. First, it says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. 13th verse. I have fainted, I would have given up, I would have turned around, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Saints, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Saints, again, I say, wait, I say, on the Lord. And I pray that someone got something out of this. Regardless of what I'm going through, I'm going to wait on the Lord. I'm going to trust in the Lord. He have never failed me yet. He didn't do a lot of so many things. He didn't do as I expected him to do. But he never, never, ever let me down. Never. Because God go do it his way. He done told me, he said, look, my mind and your mind ain't the same. My thoughts are so higher than yours. See? So I just learned to wait on him. I just learned to trust in him. I just learned to believe. I'm telling you, saints, God's showing me some stuff right now. Lord have mercy. Thank you, saints, I just want to say, wait on the Lord. And by waiting, you're showing him, and wait with expectation, knowing that he'll never let you down and he'll never forsake you. And I just thank God for the word that he's given me to share with his people tonight. And I want to ask, is this little sister from Brunswick on the line?
Thank you.
No, praise God. Oh, she's
Amen.
Not?
No, she's not.
Okay, I then, okay.
Suddenly, after I got a song that can sing, who got a song that can sing for the Lord tonight?
I don't want to run about off the phone, so. So anyone have a song they want to share with God's people tonight?
Praise God. I don't have a song in particular, and I always have a song, but I do want to thank God for the message that I did hear. I was a little late getting on, but I, too, am trusting I'm going to wait on the Lord until my change comes.
Amen. Amen.
So I'm still waiting on the Lord. And in the meantime, yes, I may listen to the doctors, but I'm waiting on the Lord because I'm at peace. Whenever I listen to the doctors, I get a little shaky, but when I trust in the Lord and wait on him and keep my mind on him and do what he says do, I have perfect peace.
Praise God. Praise God.
I just want to thank God for the word, enjoying just being on the radio blog. And I just want to maybe I'll just sing a little bit of God Has Smiled on Me, because I know
it's God. Sing it, sister. Hey, sing
God
it.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me, and he's been good to me. You know, I came to Jesus as I was, weary, worn, and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. Oh, God has smile on me, and he has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me, and he's been good. Oh, he's been good. Oh, yes, He's been good to me.
Thanks, God.
To me, but all of us.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
All the way through. Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Thank you, thank you. Thank the Lord for you. That was beautiful, thank God. Thank God.
Amen. 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 Ain't nobody but the God doing it just like this. Well, you know, tonight is a night. We still got time. We're supposed to have it's called right now, we call it, This Is My Time, a Q&A, a question and answer. Now, Elder Tyrone raised the question. Elder, what was your question you raised while you was ministering? Did he
what?
Hear me?
What'd you say?
I said Elder Tyrone, he raised a question while he was ministering. And so now the time we have is a question and answer. The lines open up. Put it on Facebook. Anybody got a question they want to ask, go ahead and ask. Amen. Anybody got a question?
Oh, I have a question. I would like to know how many saints on the line believe in the finished works of Christ. Are they still looking for some of his finished works still to come, or have you received, are you, like I heard somebody say earlier, expecting? But expecting is something yet to come. But if you, in order to believe, you have to believe you've already received it, because everything was already finished 2,000 years ago, over 2,000 years ago on the cross when he shed his blood. So all the healing, all the prosperity, all the victory, all the joy, all the overcoming, it was already done. So I would like to know how many Christians on the line actually understand that, because that is vital. Until you can chew that up and spit that out and gurgitate it and understand that the finished works of Christ have already been settled in you. Because that's why I was sick for 40 years. I didn't understand. I didn't understand the finished works of Christ, that I had already been healed, that I had already been delivered, that I'm already prosperous, that I've already got the victory, that these things are not yet to come, but it is a process. But you got to believe it, just like you looking at whatever you can see right this minute. Clear as day. You got to believe it's already done. And the only thing that's holding it, that reason it hasn't manifested, because God has a time, has his timing. But you can't let anything hinder your belief, because without faith, absolutely, it is impossible. To please God, though you give all you got to do and be as good as you can be, and do all these works you think you're supposed to do for God, which is the main work, I still say, is in John chapter 10, is that you believe. That's the work. That is the work. And the rest, to work and rest. Work and rest. Rest with confidence, knowing that God got your back. And for anybody who has received a bad diagnosis from God, that goes double for you. Anybody who went to the bank today and their bank account was low, it goes triple for you. Because I'm telling you, I've been there. I've been to every phase you can think of. And I'm here to tell you with pure, unadulterated confidence that God got your back if you will just believe him and trust him. And don't worry, because I'm here to tell you, worry is a sin. We talk about homosexuals. We talk about lesbians. We talk about LGB, and we talk about all kind of other little insignificant things that are sin. But I'm here to tell you, all of us who worry, who spend time meditating and worrying, that you are in more sin than any adulterer, than any fornicator, than any person who has is having an affair, anything that we consider filth. To worry is filth. It's filth. It's saying, God, you ain't big enough to handle my problem. It's saying, God, I don't have no faith that you can do what your words say. You when you look at it in its pureness, that's what you're saying. That's what we're saying. Worry ain't gonna make one hair on your head. I mean, it'll make your hair as gray, but it ain't accomplished what you want, what you needed to do. So why waste your time worrying? You know, I have grown children in their 50s, and I'll be around here praying for them, and then I stop and I say, Lord, one thing I know, without a doubt, is that you know how to take care of your business. Let me tell y'all something. God know how to take care of his business. He got, as he said, he had 7,000 that hadn't bowed their knee to Baal. And he got more than that, but he was being humble. I'm telling you, if you got children, you got pain or disease or whatever thing that's going on in your body, God know how to take care of you. And he know how to make it gone. G-O-N-E, G-O-N-E, I'm a living witness, it can be gone, but you got to line your mouth up, not your little fairy tale dreams, you got to line your mouth up and speak what the words say you are, because you are what God say you are, not what you think you are, not what you hope you are, but you are, not going to be, you are what God say you are. You are a king. You are a royal priest. You are an ambassador. You are an heir, joint heir. You are a child of the Most High God. And as I quote all the time, 1 John 4:17, as he is, so are we. As he is, so are we. Until you can keep saying it all night and all day until you get it in. Is Christ got cancer? Is Christ got empty bank account? Is Christ suffering? Is Christ homeless? Is Christ is whatever the problem is? Is Christ got a brain tumor? Is Christ got this and that? You know, you are whole in Christ, and I've had 25 operations, so I can tell you that you are whole in Christ. Don't let the devil got many shrewd lies. So all I want to know, do you really believe in the finished work of Jesus Christ? God bless you. Love you.
Amen.
May I comment on that one?
Of course.
When Jesus was on that cross and he said it was finished, exactly, it was finished. Everything was done. Everything, amen. Everything, your healing, your deliverance, everything. Now, there's a difference between I'm saved.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I've been justified already. I'm being sanctified day by day. I'm being sanctified. Glorification come when Jesus Christ come for his church. But God now already looked at me as glorified.
Amen. Amen.
He has already looked at it. As I've been glorified already, okay? When I made a statement said, expectation and hope, they run neck and neck together. If I'm expecting something, that means I'm hoping in something. And if I'm hoping in something, I'm believing something. See, you can't separate those. Okay, I'm a diabetic. Doctor said I'm a diabetic. I heard what I said. The doctor said I'm a diabetic. I have the symptom. They're there. I don't deny them. What I'm denying is they don't have a right to exist in my body.
Amen.
They
don't have a right. The doctor say I'm a diabetic. Me too. You say that?
Yes, so I'm waiting for the manifestation of wholeness and the wellness within my body, because I'm expecting it to be done.
Amen.
And I'm working with, I'm doing everything. After you have done all you can do to stand, you stand, because God's going to do the rest. Now, understand this now. Jesus did it over 2,000 years ago. It just haven't manifested itself in my life.
Thank you.
I was smoking cigarettes. I started smoking cigarettes December 19th, 1994. I can tell you exactly when. I was smoking a cigarette. And I was talking to God. I said, Lord, you said you're going to take this taste from me. And I take me a puff on it. Never forget, that Friday was a Friday. I ain't smoking no more.
I know what you mean. Praise God.
I know the finished work. I know he up did it. But I'm still expecting some things in my life. I pray every day. And some sisters got their son been locked up in prison. I told one sister, it gonna be okay. We come together and we pray. We look at the word of God. I said, God said that these are your children. God's already said what he's gonna do about your children. Yeah. It hasn't manifested itself yet, but it's done.
It sure is.
Faith is what we don't see.
Absolutely.
We're walking by what we don't see.
Absolutely.
If I see it, it don't take faith. So we got to give the people hope. I do expect. I do hope. I do believe. And ain't no devil in hell going to turn me around.
Me either. We agree. We in agreement. We in full agreement.
That's what I'm talking about. When we are in agreement, you know what it do? It makes God happy.
Of course.
When his people are in agreement with his word.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You don't say, girl. What's wrong with you?
Thank the Lord. It is
praise
so beautiful to hear the saints on the radio praising God together. God sent his son, and they called him Jesus. He came to love, to heal and forgive. Jesus bled and he died just to buy our pardon. It's an empty grave, an empty grave, just to prove that he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. My Savior lives. All of my fears, they're dead and gone. Oh, because I know. Oh, 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 my future. Church, my life is worth. It's worth the living just because Jesus lives. Hallelujah. Because he lives. Hallelujah. I know I can face tomorrow. You see, I'm not afraid of the devil, huh? Because my God lives. Yeah. I don't have the right to be afraid. Oh, because I know, without a shadow of a doubt, I know who holds my future.
Yeah.
For that reason, my life is worth. Your life is worth. Our lives are worth. It's worthwhile living only because he lives.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Beautiful boy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, our lives are worth it.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
We just thank you. Yes,
thank
Lord, for all you've done. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
By
oh,
faith.
Hallelujah. Amen. Walk it by faith.
By
hallelujah.
Faith.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Yes.
Lord,
thank
you,
Jesus.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
For
your name,
yes.
God.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God.
Glory to your name, God.
Father.
Yes,
hallelujah.
You live, God. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, Jesus. Break it to the Holy Spirit. Somebody ought to say, hey. Somebody ought to say, praise the Lord. Praise
hallelujah.
The Lord.
My trademark on my invention that has arrived and everything. It came back not really officially the way it's supposed to be, so I'm gonna send it back. But at least I can say that underneath the blood of Jesus, that if I want to go ahead and do the products that I can, I haven't heard anything from the buyers yet, but I am very thankful that it's coming and it's on the way. And I just want to be thankful. I'm thankful for everybody and their prayers that have prayed with me throughout this process. And I do have me another car, and I do want to thank the Lord that I am still alive, because they say my last car accident, you know, because I was out there doing field work for God. And a lot of times when you do those
thank
type of things,
you, Lord.
You don't make it to the next episode. Well, the devil tried to take me out, and, you know, it's like you can be brought
thank
down, but, you know, I wasn't buried alive. So I'm back up again. I thank God that I'm living, because even the cops said that God was there with me. And so I'm living in God, and I'll be back on church on a regular basis. And I'm feeling better even in my body after my chiropractic the things I had to go through at the doctor and everything. So he said, you can go ahead and drive your car. And so I'm just thankful for my health and my strength. I'm thankful for my new car. I'm thankful for my life. But I'm just so thankful that I have gotten closer and closer to Jesus Christ ever since that last episode. And
God,
it seems like more things will come up against me, but underneath the blood of Jesus, I just increase
God.
My prayer.
Thank
I increase
you.
My prayer. I increase me reading the Bible. I increase me doing works. And I'm constantly praying to take the devil out of my heart, my mind, my body, my soul, and also my finances. Because the more that you do for him, the more that you think about the attacks and things that people have done for you, you to stop getting there. But, you know, I listen to my mentors talk, and they say, no, you don't spend your energy on people. You know, you spend your energy on God. And you let Lucifer spend his energy on you, and
so
God protects him. Because you can't take care of him. Because he knows more Bible scriptures than what you do. But I can take care of him. I'm your dad. You come to your daddy for me to take care of him. Because if you don't come to me, you're telling me that I'm no use in your life. I say, I understand my fault.
Mm.
And so I have let him take care of me, and I'm just keeping on stepping, trying to stay slow for God's kingdom, and just looking for the next spiritual promotion. And I'm going to where, you know, the men, people behind the pulpit, well, they're not going to go. I say, hey, God, send me there. Just let me be anointed. Let me be, you know, appointed, let me be anointed, let me be qualified and certified underneath your blood, Jesus.
Amen.
God.
Amen. Now, you know what? That's what God has to do with you. Amen. God is so good. God is so good. Oh, his mercy endures forever. His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah, somebody.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You've been so good to us, Lord. You've been to us. Now, I want to read something to y'all tonight, and I want to just say this what I was resetting it, because the ladies asked me to come up there one day and teach this lesson for them. I'd like for everybody to get an opportunity to go to the 22nd chapter of Genesis. The 22nd chapter of Genesis. Now, let me see. There ain't no phone. Whose phone is that? No.
They need to mute their phone.
Can you listen? Everybody on the line, I've got the lines open. Can you mute your phone? Can you mute your phone, please? All right. That's better. All right. Now, the 24th chapter of Genesis says the word, verse 1. And it came to pass. Okay, I'm going to do this here. I'm going to shut everybody down, man. Shut everybody down. I'm going to control it on this side. And I'll be back with you. Amen. In the 22nd chapter of Genesis, and it came to pass after these things, listen to it, that God tempted Abraham and said unto him, Abraham? And he said, behold, here am I. And he said, here's what got me to understand what God is capable of doing. Take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him therefore a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I have told you. My God Almighty. My question is, what if we had been in that day and time? This is a promise that God. And we will read online and on down in verse 7, and we find Abraham took Abraham took the wood and the burnt offering and laid it up on Isaac, his son. Here is a man following God's precepts and concept. Following God, God had to test him. See, God tested the Old Testament. God tested those who followed him. He tested Sarah. He tested Esther. He tested all Ruth. He tested all of them. But when he came to the New Testament, he brought it under Jesus Christ and said, you're going to have to trust in my son. You have seen. He put on a suit, a flesh body suit, and he came down. He said these words. Listen to me, beloved. And when he took that wood, excuse me, and he took the fire in his hand, fire in his hand, and a knife, he was getting ready to kill his son. and they both went together. And Isaac spoke unto his father. He said, Father, my father. See, they won't say my father nowadays. They said, yo, dude, come on, babe, what you got to say? You know, and he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham, here's the confidence he had. And Abraham said, my son, I love you, God. I love you. God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering. And they went together. Woo! And in verse 9, and they went to the place that God had told him. And Abraham built an altar. And Abel said, he took it in verse 10, and Abraham took forth his hand to take the knife to slay, to kill his son. Here's what the angel said. And the angel, who was that angel? Was it Raphael? Was it Michael? Couldn't be Lucifer. And the angel called him in out of heaven, said, Abraham. And he said, hear my. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad. Oh, Jesus, somebody. You know, God is so good. Amen. Ain't God good, y'all? Does anybody see what I'm saying? Do you see what God is saying to us? Can we see what God is saying to us? Can we see what he's saying to us? He's Abraham, who had never seen God. He was a friend of God. He trusted God. Can we trust God through Jesus Christ now?
Yes.
Hello.
Amen. We sure can. Amen.
Amen. Somebody says this is a deep. They said that's too deep. Well, that's not deep. That's what God is. That ain't deep. Anybody just got to get some wood and some fire and a rope to tie him down. And the man was 20-some-odd years plus, almost 30 years old. It symbolized Jesus Christ, only son. He was showing us a picture of what he was going to do. But he had the first testimony in the early
season.
Amen. And when he tested him, he said, I know I got the right man. I know I got the hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
He said, I know I got the one. And see, God, let me tell you. And he told him, he said, he heard the noise. He said, behold, there was a lamb. I mean, a goat. Oh, Jesus. He saw a ram caught in the thickest by his horn. And Abraham took him and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering. Good God Almighty. That's what Jesus became, a burnt offering for us. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
I want to ask a question. I'm getting happy, Lord. I'm getting full of the Holy Ghost more now than ever. Brother and Sister Jay, Mr. McGowan, are you on the line with us? Amen.
Who?
Mr. McGowan, D.C. D.C., are you on the line with us?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
D.C. All right, then. Amen. I know God has put the word in your mouth tonight. What you got to tell us? What you got to tell us? Tell us right quick.
I heard everything that was said tonight, and I agree with it 100%. I mean, it was on point, and it warms my heart to see so many people, you know, getting the same message from God.
Mm-hmm.
So that's telling me right there that we are on the right track.
That's right.
I mean, earlier about faith. And the sister came on right behind him, and she spoke about faith. So that lets us know something. What is God trying to tell us right now? What is he telling us? The sister said she was healed. 40 years she was sick, and she was healed. So by your faith, you was healed.
Amen.
It's a message that God is trying to tell us right now. He's trying to tell us that we need to strengthen our faith. And the way you strengthen your faith is through reading those scriptures.
Amen.
Reading the scriptures and studying God's word is how you strengthen your faith in Him. Because like you said yesterday and today, we are headed for some dark days. I don't know if y'all keeping track of the news, but I read today, me and my wife sat and read, that this lady, she killed her 17-month-old boy, her son. She sent the video to the father of the son. Ask yourself a question. What would make a mother kill that child? Because, Pastor, you just spoke about Abraham and how he took his son to sacrifice for God. But why didn't he run that message by his wife? Because in order to get that boy to the top of that mountain, he may have to kill his wife. Because I don't know no mother on this planet that will let you take her baby knowingly that he's going to his death. Only one woman I know that ever did that, and that's Mary. She had a direct message from God, and she knew. But ask yourself a question: what would make a woman kill her own child in that manner? I'm telling you today, folks. I'm telling you today that we're dealing with demon possessed people, and the only way you're gonna be able to discern these things is if you get closer to God, strengthen your faith in God, and know His voice. Because in those last days, He said people are gonna. You're going to have false prophets, false preachers. Everybody's going to come. They're going to be able to spit these scriptures, preach these fire sermons, and you'll swear that the heavens are going to open up and rain down on them. But the word is empty. The only way you're going to be able to determine that these words are empty if you strengthen yourself in God, you get closer to God, and you pray for discernment. To be able to identify people and call them on their bluff so that you may save your brothers and sisters. Because like the pastor said, believe it or not, we are at war. There's a war going on, and we are Christ.
Hallelujah.
Your soul is on the table right now.
Yes.
Satan is trying to kill, steal, and destroy every one of us every day. And he has total control of this world.
Yes.
But he doesn't have total control of God's children.
Amen.
He makes control of the airwaves on this planet. But he doesn't control you. He doesn't control me. So you can call in reinforcements. You can call in God to help us with anything that we're going through. Any struggle, anything that you're going through that you need help with, all you got to do is open your mouth and call on your Father, and He will help you. You are not alone, and you will never be alone.
Thank you, Lord.
If you look to the left and there's no one there, you look to the right and there's no one there, you are not alone.
Amen.
You will never be alone.
Never.
God sent
each
and every one of us to walk with us.
Amen.
Amen.
But you got to sit in the presence of God and believe that He's hearing. Because we're headed for some troubled water. And as the sister said earlier, if you haven't went through a storm, trust me and believe me that they're coming.
They're coming.
And I don't want to scare you. I'm not trying to scare you, but I'm telling you what I see.
I know.
And if we love our people, we love your family, if you love them, then you have to get prayed up. We have to get our faith up. We have to get that full armor of God on, and we have to get ready for this thing because it's coming.
It's coming, buddy. Praise you.
And Pastor,
I'm going to tell you something. As he's talking, he's already here. He's already here. He's already here.
He's here.
And the one thing that I'm going to be giving a person this question, I'll answer this question right now. God the Father, when we go from where we were in Genesis to where we are right now, when you go to the Hebrews chapter 1, you're going to see where God began to speak. God, in chapter 1, God who at various times in various ways, spoke and time passed to the Father. He was talking about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yes, in time past, in the last days, spoken to us by his Son. He's speaking to us by his Son, whom he has appointed to be the heirs of all things. Through him also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by his word of his power. Good God Almighty. When he had by himself purged, that's what Jesus came down today to be, purged our sin, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, having become a much better than an angel, as he had inherited, obtained a more excellent name, an excellent, that's what it's an excellent name than is, for to which of the angels he said, here is my Son, today I have begotten thee. I will be his Father, and he will be my Son. When we go and read down through the scriptures, we find in the book of Hebrews that God said, it's all in his hands, it's his Son's hands. And so I'm not trying to chastise anybody. I like to share what God has been teaching me. God says to me, I'm 70 plus years old. He says, Hunter, he says, they're hearing you, but you got to come more directly. You got to come constantly, Hunter, as you have been doing. You got to come through my Son, Jesus Christ.
You got to come through him.
If you don't come to him, your prayers are not going to be answered.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Wait. Holy Lord, you mean my? He said no, because I've given it all to my Son.
Okay.
You ain't got to deal in the book of Job. You ain't got to deal in the book of Hezekiah. You ain't got to. He said, I've given it all to my Son, even the Father. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one with faith on him. He said, I spoke to the Father, but I've given it to my Son. It was a plan. And God says to all of us, and folks, when I hear folks say, well, God got it, I want to just cringe. God got it? No, it ain't God ain't got it. His Son has it. His Son. God wasn't going to put everything in my hands, and nobody else had put it in his Son's hands. Amen. That's why he said in verse 5, he said, you are my Son. Today have begun thee. I will be a father. He shall be a son. And God is his Son. And Jesus come to make us sons of God. So we are sons of God. And so as I've changed my whole apparatus, I said, well, Lord, forgive me. He said, you're forgiven, but I want to make you know it, but you're not doing it. You know you, but you're not. I said, oh, my God, what? He said, no. He said, but I want you to know. He says these words. He says, I want you to understand. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. He said, Lord, you have righteous and healed and lawless. See, and this, when you read in the book of Hebrews, you get all kind of books that I read instead of. But the one thing I've come to find out, even the Apostle Paul says here, and we can't find Paul writing in Hebrews. I told somebody, I don't think Paul wrote. And see, here's what Paul writes in all of his letters. He says in Galatians chapter 1, Paul, an apostle, not of man, not through man, but through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers who are with me, he says to the church at Galatia, he says, he speaks to them, who Jesus gave himself for our sin, that he might deliver us from this present, and we were talking about that, D.C., this present evil age that we're living in right now. We're going to need the name of Jesus Christ. When those demons attack us, we got the name of Jesus and we got the blood of Jesus. See, the devil's not going to come around you when he knows what you got, the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus. That's why the Apostle Paul had the thought in the flesh. Paul said, every time I would go, the devil was always just done at the mess, because he knew he couldn't get to Paul because Paul knew Jesus Christ. God Almighty. God, I love you, Father. I love you so much. He says this here. He said, according to this will of God, God has a will, but it's according to the Father. Ah, Jesus. When I read on and through this word, I said, good God Almighty. And I tell everybody, I said, I'm not living under curse. Galatians tell me, but he said, how Abraham believed God and was counted for his righteousness. On this thing, he said, the scriptures foresee that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preaching the gospel to Abraham beforehand. Oh, a forefather? Go back to the book of God is, God is so good. He's telling all of us, even me, Moses, and everybody else over here, God, the Father, God said, yeah, I'm God. But how you going to get to me? You got to come through my son. How you going to come through his son? You got to come and say, Father, Jesus, I come before you. I repent. I'm a sinner. Forgive me. I'm ready to take it, and I'm ready to go forward. Got to do this like D.C. did. D.C. said, well, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? And look what God has done. I've been bragging on him all day and every day, and I've been talking to folks. They said, why are you bragging on D.C.? I said, no, it's not the D.C. I'm bragging. I'm bragging on the Jesus Christ that's living in him. I'm bragging on all on this line of the night. I'm bragging on you. I'm saying, God, I thank you for them. And here's what Jesus said to them, to those at that hour. He said, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say to that mountain, mountain of bills, mountain of sickness, mountain, remove, you're in my way. And Jesus said, all of us, nothing is impossible with you. And that's what D.C. been preaching. He's saying, because I took what Jesus said. And I want to let you know, beloved, we're living in that time right now. I'm not afraid of a devil. He's nothing but a liar. He try to creep around here all the time, stir up in the house and try to make things go fast. Oh, no. We ain't taking that. That don't go here. That piece of bread don't cook here. That water don't boil here. I'm getting ahead of somebody. But I want to let y'all know, thank God for you. Somebody else got something to say about the love of the Lord? I'm just telling you, God's been good to me today.
Thank you, Lord.
But God has been, in the name of Jesus Christ, he has been good to me. See, but it's God in the name of Jesus Christ that has been good to me. Because when I woke up this morning, I said, Lord, direct my path. Direct my path. Show me your way. The flesh is always trying to get in the way. Somebody, am I right about it?
My God.
Anybody else on the line? Anybody else?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Doctor, you got something to say, Doctor? Monica?
I just really want to elaborate on the fact of us reading the Bible and learning like the separate books of the Bible because, you know, just in case you want to really just get deep in it with Jesus Christ, you know, going to counseling people, when they come and they talk to you, you can always revert back to the book of Moses or the book of Abraham or, you know, what it talks about in the book of Ephesians or something in the book of Romans when it comes to, you know, our body being the temple of God or with people with a weight problem. That's a gluten weight problem, not just 20 pounds overweight, but I mean 110 pounds overweight. And they need to revert back to the book of Leviticus. And everything is scriptural based. So they won't be saying you're speaking out of your flesh. That they won't say that I'm speaking to a false prophet. You know, and you need to let them realize that you're not one. And when you can back it up with scripture, then they would know and they will see that anointing that's over you. And that's why I really elaborate about people reading the Bible a lot and praying, because our connection with God, you know, is really the most intimacy that we can ever have. The church is great because it's a hedge of protection. God sees us coming out of our comfort zone and everything, but we're dealing with people just as we are, you know, and the devil can take them out just like anyone else. But, you know, we pray ye for one another. We all stay strong together. You know, we can use our kryptonite against him all together. And yes, you know, we all deal with this flesh, but we don't have to say, well, because I was born in sin, why don't I just say that? No, we have a choice.
Mm.
And like it speaks up in the book of walking and everything, you know, the obedient ones, you know, you'll be blessed at the end. You'll be blessed doing it. Okay? Doing your journey in life, you'll see your blessing. And you will know that it came from God. Because a lot of times when things come from God, he blesses you outside your hood. He don't even bless you with Christian people sometimes. Sometimes he might bless you with secular people. But they're like stuck. Or, you know, they don't see no other way out. Or that's all that they know until they make you. You're the only God that they see. And this is the reason why we must talk and breathe and walk God's walk, okay? And I realize that, hey, we all are dealing with this flesh on a every second of the day and every second of the hour. We need to stay in God's presence that way, that he will constantly get out of us, meaning that he will burn things out of us that we would not be tempted by the devil. I'm not really tempted with, you know, doing drugs and doing a lot of drinking and going to clubs and everything. But it doesn't mean that he was bringing something else to me that I won't be, because there's nothing new underneath the sun, but I haven't been exposed to everything. But I just thank God that I'm not tempted by those things. That the more pure that you are with your diet, with your daily diet, the more you can listen to God's voice. You'll know, his sheep know my voice.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Increase prayer.
Amen. Amen. What I'm going to ask the lady, she's still online with us. Will you sing us another song before we get ready to close it out?
Beautiful voice.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Cynthia, Johnson from she's from Georgia.
Okay. The song says he's working it out for you. Though the pressures of life may seem to weigh you down, and you don't know which way to turn, just know that God is concerned, and he's working it out just for you.
My God.
I may be giving you trouble. Through prayer, he can change. Through that marriage that's on the verge of breaking up, and you feel like you got to walk alone, now you're asking yourself, oh, is there a word from the Lord? Because you need a blessing, and you need it right away. I want you to know that God is concerned, and he's working it out just for you. No peace in the home. God knows there's no peace on your job. Sometimes the bills are due, and the devil told you your health is failing too. But I want to let you know he's concerned, and he's working it out for you. Oh, checking it out. You see, God see everything that you're going through. He's working it out. I want to let you know he cares. Jesus cares. My Lord cares. And he's working it out just for you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's working it out. God said you've been sick a long time. He's working it out. He said, I got healing in the wings for you. He's working it out. He said, I've seen your tears. He's working it out. And I'm ready to wipe those tears from your eyes. I want to let you know he cares. My God cares. And he's working it out. Just for you.
My God, my God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Tyrone, would you close us out with prayer for this night? And we want to thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, truly, we want to thank you for tonight. Father God, we thank and we praise you for each and everyone and on the line tonight. We lift up each and every household to you right now.
Encourage.
Father God, in Jesus' name, we ask you to set your angels, send forth your angels, disperse your angels to protect and watch over each and every household, the families, their children, in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we pray that your word go forth and let the people cry out, what must we do to be saved? Father God, we ask you to strengthen us now. Build us up in our most holy faith. We ask you to help us to get in love and to stay in love and peace and unity and to be about your business.
Yes, Lord.
Truly, we forever give you the praise.
Father,
we lift up this nation. We lift up this nation to you right now. We ask you now, Father God, to turn the hearts of our leaders, turn their hearts towards you, because we know, according to your word, the heart of the king is in your hands, and you can turn it whatsoever you will. We ask you to turn the people's hearts towards you in Jesus' name. We praying for the incarcerated. We praying for each and every one that is in authority tonight. Father God, we lift up the sick. We lift up the shut-in in Jesus' name. And
Amen.
Father God, we lift up Dr. Hunter. We thank you for Dr. Hunter.
Thank God.
We thank you for the ministers on this line tonight. Strengthen, lead, and guide. Give us wisdom. Give us understanding. Give us clarity. We ask you now open up our spiritual eyes that we may see. In the name of Jesus, we thank and we praise you now. In Jesus' name.
In your
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. The Lord bless y'all and keep y'all. So we meet again. Peace be with you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you. Good night. Good night. I'm going to go to the next one.
Thank you. Thank you.